Well, good morning, Interbet fans, and welcome. We're at Turfantine on Sunday, the 28th of September. 21 pentrometer, 6.5 meter false rail at the 500 meter mark inside track. Remember that draw does make a difference, but you have a big false rail, so that's going to spread them out. First race, 12:45 in the 8 race program. Maiden plate for 3-year-old fillies, 1450 meters, and all the money has come for 1-2 Buckle My Shoe. Now, you saw this ownership win one yesterday in the first race at Durbanville, unfancied. This one is fancied. But it's not that easy because there are a couple of horses that have got some form in here. Comic Artist with the blinkers might be a big improver. Flying World holds Comic Artist on the Zahara form, and I thought that would be there or thereabouts. And Ring-a-Ring-a Rosie's definitely got some chance in a race like this. So you need to add a few for your bipod. Race 2, maiden plate, 3-year-olds, 1450, 3-10, one eye on Vegas looks skinny, but there's nothing in this race. The first timer, Errol Flynn from the Joe Soma Yard, is the only horse that's in single figures, apart from maybe Texas Missile, Alec Laird's runner. One eye on Vegas should absolutely doddle in. Race 3, maiden plate, 2,000 meters. This is a lot more difficult. The favorite here is Aisha's Tiara. Now, this had 13 starts. Still hasn't won. Jared Penny gets the leg up, draw 6. I'm really amazed Trent Mayhew's not riding it for his dad. He's riding King of Silk. That might be a pointer towards Corne Spies' runner. But I think On an Impulse might be the best of them. Ignore its last two. Looks like a big, big improver. And Paul Matcher doesn't stop there. He's got Parabellum. Looks like it might improve as well. Number 10, Mystery Moves. Really ordinary first run, but it is second favorite of 5-2. So there's got to be something about it. Race 4, Divided Fillies and Mares, 2,000 meters. Avalon Toast might be the answer here. Course and Distance 2, 1/3 run. Lots in its favor. Soma Stables in very good form. So let's look at the opposition. 1-3 in Seattle, 1-1 and gets 3 points penalty. Kissing Machine, does she get 2,000 meters, a true run 2,000 meters? Red Sparrow, way out at the weights. Arctic Silver, needed his last stop, might improve. Future Date shows pace as well. Azaleas for All's back to her best distance. So apart from Ava and Toast, there are a number of others that have chances, but I'm going to narrow it down to Ava and Toast, Azaleas for All, my top two in the race. Race 5, Novice Handicap, 1,200 meters. Stormy Days, 6-10, absolutely doddled in first time after Argentinian. 50 Ways looks like the only danger. The rest look absolutely completely out of it. So I think that you can stick with those two. Race 6, Merit Rated Handicap, over 1,200 meters. Ensuing has won two very nice races and gets now the 4-kilogram claimer. Got 8 points for winning last time. Course and Distance, 1 from 1. Big, big runner. Vibe South Africa, 3rd run after a rest, also comes into the race with a big chance. Drive Like a Master might improve. Needed his last run after gelding. Got the feeling, 2 good wins. Course and Distance, 1 from 1. The Last Duke, nice post maiden. And there's a whisper about Red Penny. Don't leave that out of any of your play. Race 7, Merit Rated Handicap, Fillies and Mares, they go 1450. Miss Hannigan, the blinkers are off. Showed no improvement with the blinkers, and she gets a 4-kilogram claimer. She goes into everything. She's the class of the race. Except Cookies won a nice race last time out. Palace Dancer drawn 10, not in its favor, but would be there or thereabouts. And Habib jumped off Woman's World to ride Palace Dancer. That's a big pointer. Two-step Queen chose pace, Mountain High, rested, but has some ability, might be sharper. And then the favorite, Jingleberry. Looks like the horse have all got a beat off, 52 kilos, drawn 1, 2 very nice starts to its career. Race 8, Merit Rated Handicap, 1450. Fully Loaded is obviously a bleeder, he coughs like anything. She's Shanty, very much improved last start, drawn wide, Penny got a problem there. Guerrilla Warfare, got very nice form, should go well, that's number 8, super awesome. I think it's my top choice. 3rd run, Muzi Yeni, well drawn, lots to like about Super Awesome. And then Chieftain Shield, can it win four in a row? That's the question. Have a good Sunday.